I choose my goals. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I choose my goals. I have the opportunity to go any direction I want in my life. I have the opportunity to be successful or to be a failure. I have the opportunity to be happy or to be sad. I have the opportunity to go any direction I want with toward any goal that I choose. How wisely do I establish my goals? How wisely do I determine what it is that is the most important thing for me, the most wonderful thing for me, the most exciting thing for me? How do I determine what that is? How do I go on into looking at my life and my world and my way, and say, what is the most important thing, the most exciting thing that could happen to me? Well, how I choose my goals makes that difference. What are these goals now? Oh, most of the time we say, my goal is to be a success. My goal is to have a happy family. My goal is to live a joyful, abundant life. My goal is to have friends. My goal is to be rich. My goal is to be healthy. My goal is to be all these things. Well, my goodness sakes, those goals are enough to to choke a horse. And do we want to really have goals like that? Or do we want to have a life that is a fulfilled, happy life? Now, a fulfilled, happy life does not have as big a description as we might think it would. A fulfilled, happy life is not full of a lot of details. It's not full of a lot of directions and what we might say goals. It is being yourself and having fun. Now, we've oftentimes used that, and we will use it many times in the future too, because it's a wonderful thought. Being yourself and having fun. When you get up in the morning, do you feel good? Well, now that's a wonderful thing. When you have your breakfast, do you feel satisfied? That's a wonderful thing. When you are with your family or your friends, do you feel that you are in a very happy situation? When you go to your activity of the day, whether it be in work or play, are you happy about it? When you look at the world around you, do you find it a happy world to live in? When you meet people and talk to them, do you have happy discussions, or do you have deep, penetrating discussions into the causes of the universe? Or do you talk about things that just sort of stimulate your mind and make you think beautiful things? Are you so pre-drawn in your convictions that you know it all? That doesn't make for a very happy relationship with others, and not even with yourself. Because if you know it all, you're not going to be open to new adventures. You're not going to be open to new exciting understandings, new exciting ways of thinking about things. And that's what life's all about. Life is all about waking up every morning to a new, exciting adventure. Oh, true, you're in the same house, you're in the same clothes, you're in the same family, you're in the same world, but how are you looking at that world? What is your goal? What is your goal in looking at your world? Is your goal in looking at your world that all is done and there's nothing more to do? Or that every moment is an exciting new adventure of some attitude or some thinking? Do you say, I know I can do it, I think I can do it, I can do it, I do it? These are all goals. These are all goals that we set for ourselves every day. When you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you say to yourself? You say, good morning, it's a wonderful day, I'm a happy, happy person. If that's what you say, that's a beautiful way to start things out. That's a goal. Make it your goal, as I make it my goal, Every morning when I wake up, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I remind myself of that. Now you say, why do you remind yourself of that when you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Because there are things that could come into my consciousness that could sway me from being aware that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, my goal is to always live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body under all circumstances, under all attitudes, and under all experiences that I have, no matter what they are. No matter how tough some things may seem to be or how easy some things may seem to be, I am always on top of it. I'm always in charge. I'm always saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, that covers a lot. And you do it sort of not flippantly, but you do it sort of naturally. That's what I would say. How are you today? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What are you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to have so much fun. Have you got any idea what you're going to do? Nope. Every minute that opens in my day is a new, unrevealed minute for me. An unrevealed instant for me. And wonderful things take place. And I'm open to the excitement that that moment brings to me. Oh, you are. Oh, boy. That sounds pretty interesting. My day's been humdrum, been ordinary. Well, that's could be. But when you say to yourself, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body, when you say to yourself, I like life, I'm a happy person, it's not a matter of, you must say all these things in a rotation. You must say all these things in a definite order, in a definite way, so that you get the results. No. What you're saying and what I'm saying is just a reiteration, a restatement of something that already exists. I am happy. That already exists. It's not a goal. That's what I am. I am happy. If it were a goal, I wouldn't be happy. If it were a goal, I might get it and I might not get it. But when I say, I am happy. It is done. It is fulfilled. It is my goal to live a happy, fulfilled life. It is my goal to be myself and have fun. It's my goal to say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's my goal. No, it isn't. That is the revelation of the truth about me. I guess my goal could be said, I want to get myself to the state of consciousness where I am always thinking all is in divine order. I want to get myself to the state of consciousness where it's the most natural thing in the world. All is in divine order. Now, I oftentimes say to people as I greet them at the breakfast table or anywhere in the world, and I say, how are you doing today? You look wonderful. Now, I thoroughly, absolutely, wonderfully expect they're going to tell me, oh, I feel great. Oh, I slept so good last night. Oh, I had such wonderful dreams. Oh, I feel so great. I feel just like, oh, the day is rolled out before me just for me. This is my wonderful world and my wonderful life. But people oftentimes don't do that. They want to tell you, oh, I didn't sleep too good last night. Oh, I had this, I had that. And I say, hey, just a minute. What are you affirming? What are you telling me? Are you telling me that you're going to allow appearances to manifest and be in master of your world? Are you going to tell me that your goal is to be the unhappy person you're reciting right now? Is that what you're going to tell me? Well, that's the truth. That's the way I feel. Oh, my goodness sakes. And I turn my head to someone else and I say, well, how are you doing today? And they say, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. And I say, great. That's the kind of person I am. And that's the kind of person I surround myself with. My goal is to be myself and have fun. And I am myself and have fun by the very fact that I call out the best in me at every moment. I will not acknowledge something which is imperfect. I will not acknowledge something that I do not want to experience. I will only acknowledge those wonderful things, those wonderful attitudes, those wonderful forces about me that I want to all the time experience and know. So, you know how the little children are when they're riding in the car? They say, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" That's a universal statement, isn't it? Well, now, why do they want to get there? Because Mommy and Daddy and the world that they live in has not trained them to think the journey is exciting too. The journey is a wonderful adventure. We used to count telephone poles, and pretty soon they got too often, so we'd count every other pole. And then we count every third pole and every fourth pole. And then we got bored with that, and so then we count cows. And we count the legs of the cows. There are four legs on each cow. And so we'd get four for every cow that we counted. And then we'd start reading license plate numbers. And we'd start saying, what states are they from? What country are they from? Where does that car come from? What an interesting thing. And then we'd start saying, well, how do those numbers fit in? So let's add up the numbers that are on the plate and see what they come to, and see what sort of numerology that might come out to be. And all the adventures, our trips would go so fast, and we would have such fun, and then we'd sing. As we're driving along, we'd sing, and usually Mom would start us with a wonderful song, or my big sister, who just loved to lead, she would sing a wonderful song for us. Or whoever. And we just would sing our hearts out. We didn't say, hey, you don't sing so good. Hey, you sing very good. We just all sang and we were all having fun. It was not a matter of good singing or bad singing. We were having fun. And as I say, our journey went so quickly. We went to our lake cottage. We would drive out there in the summer after school was out and on a Friday, and we'd drive out there on a Friday evening, and 30 miles away, wow! And that was a long trip. We had to get all of the food in the car, and all of the clothing in the car, and all the laundry in the car, and all the things in the car that we wanted to have for the weekend, or if we were going to stay longer, and be prepared. And wow, did we have fun. We had boxes upon boxes upon boxes for all five kids and Mom and Dad, and we just had a great time. We just had a wonderful time. But we had a wonderful time because it was established that that was happiness time. Anybody who was not happy, anybody who was a sorehead, anybody who had problems, they were discussed with Mom and Dad first before they left, and that was ironed out because nobody got in that car who was not absolutely happy, absolutely feeling their greatest, absolutely content with everything that they were going to experience. And they experienced it. They experienced it. They knew it. What was the goal? Mom and Dad knew that the goal of our trip was a happy goal. It was to be having fun. The weekend at the lake cottage or the summer at the cottage was always filled with exciting adventures, filled with wonderful things. It was a great experience. Why was it a great experience? It was a great experience because we had a goal to be happy, and we were happy. And whenever any little thing came along that would upset us, Mom would usually say, okay, now let's get that ironed out. Right now. Right now, before we get unhappy about that. Before we get unhappy about that, let's get that ironed out. And we would iron it out. And we would talk about it. And it usually would turn out to be a nothing. It would turn out to be just some little something that we were having fun with that didn't mean a thing. And The goal Mother had was to establish a happy family, and she did that so beautifully because first she did one little thing that made her into something very special. Mom walked around with a smile on her face all of the time. All of the time, Mom walked around with her goal was to have a happy family, and so she was the keystone of that happy family with a happy face. And everybody in the neighborhood would say, oh, that's Ella Byerly. She's got the biggest smile. She has the happiest life. She has the greatest family. She has everything going for her. Oh, she had her problems. And she'd face them right away and get them over with because she wasn't going to live with problems. And when you're raising five children and a husband, you have all sorts of things that bring to your attention problems. And her first aim at anything was to solve that problem immediately, to find the solution and let it be gone. And not hold grudges, not think about the past. Let the past be gone. Let all those things be gone. The goal was to be happy, to be herself and have fun. And my mom, of all the people of my life, was being herself and having fun because I watched her and I emulated her. I thought, if it works for her, it works for me. I perhaps didn't have the intellectual awareness that that's how the theme worked, but I had an intuitive awareness because Mom was always working with all of us kids on our intuitive nature, on our thinking nature, on our loving nature, and to be ourselves and have fun. And sometimes the being ourselves and having fun wasn't always something she approved, but she told us we had to do it, whatever we felt was right for us. And if we're happy and willing to take the consequences of any of the acts that we have, then to go right ahead and do it. And as we went ahead and did it, great and wonderful things happened in our life. I choose my goals, but I choose them very carefully. And I choose them very wonderfully. Because as I choose my goals, I realize that my goals represent exactly who and what I am. My goals represent where I am going and what I want to accomplish out of life. Goals are not, don't have to be a whole bunch of issues. Goals can be just a simple thing like being yourself and having fun. Goals can be just a simple, ordinary attitude that says, I like me. All is divine. All is wonderful. All is beautiful. It can be very simple, but very definite. I choose good goals for my life. What kind of goals do you choose for your life? Goals of something that you don't even understand right now? Or goals of something you can very readily understand and that pave the way for all that you could ever dream of. And that's the goal of starting out with saying, I like me. I like me. I like me. I know where I'm going. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I like me. I like me. I like me. And all is in divine order. I like me. Doing goals like that, we accomplish them. Doing goals like that, life is just a melody of harmony and happiness and peace. My family was a melody of harmony, happiness, and peace. Oh, there were problems now and then. There were real tummy problems. Broken legs. And measles and mumps and other silly things that came along. And all through it all, Mother, with her smile, would nurse us to health by saying, you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful. Now, you'll be up out of bed in no time. You'll be ready for this. Come on now. I see you whole and perfect. And Beyond all appearances, she looked and saw the truth about each of us and herself. And her goal was to be herself and have fun, and she certainly lived it. And we each gained from her living her goal, having it be rubbing off on us as our goal too. How about you? Is that a good goal for you? I think it's one for me. Terrific. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.